Moves through the state of Alabama. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Then on Thursday, as that frontal system makes its way closer to the coast, I think the best chance of showers will shift to South Alabama. Later on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humidity and noticeably not as hot. The high temperature is still around 90 or 91 and lows at night 70 to 72, but this is a big improvement from where we've been. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police are investigating a bank robbery Monday afternoon. Police say a man robbed the First Community Bank on Main Street around 12:30. Police say the suspects got away in a black Ford F-150 pickup truck. Selma police are investigating a deadly shooting in front of a nightclub early Sunday morning. Police say a security guard witnessed a woman shooting at another woman and then shot and killed the shooter. The security guard was detained and then later released. And it's been almost 1 year since Booker T. Washington Magnet School burned to the ground, and there are still no clear answers for the future of the school. MPS officials say it comes down to a lack of funding. They say an ad valorem tax increase would help solve some of the funding issues. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The raid of Jeffrey Epstein's private island, the FBI, the NYPD, were seen at Epstein's private Caribbean island.
Federal authorities say a man who allegedly helped Connor Betts could face 15 years in prison.
The Trump administration moved to make the most sweeping changes in decades to how the Endangered Species Act is enforced. The overhaul would weaken a number of protections and allow the government to consider the price tag.
Thousands of bottles of water were handed out to residents of Newark, New Jersey, after new tests showed dangerous levels of lead in the water of a number of homes.
Controversial new immigration rule that legal immigrants who rely on public benefits like Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance could have a tougher time obtaining a green card or U.S. citizenship.
American gymnast Simone Biles making history twice. Biles becoming the first woman to end her beam performance with a double-double dismount. Not bad. She then becomes the first to cleanly land a triple-double in competition. That's two flips and three twists. She won her sixth U.S. all-around championship.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Sorry about that. 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the First Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from First Market. Then any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? A cough. No, $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Did you see the Chris Cuomo video where he's going to sit and throw the guy down the stairs?
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I've seen plenty of headlines and articles about it. I've not watched it myself.
I tried to get it and cut it, but there's too much profanity. Chris Cuomo was just off the chain. And the guy said, Luce Adams says, you act differently in person than you do in the air. And it kind of this, you know, you're disinsulted him. But Chris Cuomo was like off the chain. He makes kind of a Godfather reference, and Chris Cuomo gets a little upset about that.
Oh, is it a new? The word is what? Frito?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Cuomo was trying to say, oh, that's like the N word.
Right.
Well, you know how it isn't? We said Frito. We didn't say the N word. Yeah. Okay, Chris. You know, there's a little bit of a difference.
A little bit of a difference. But these people, they're just so full of themselves, and they think that they, you know, they have this right that exceeds other people. Just didn't make any sense to me. Michael Goodwin, former New York Times writer, says that the New York Times has one agenda, and that is to hate Trump. And he knows how to put a good case for this. Let's listen in.
Our next guest says the New York Times has changed more than any other news organization in the U.S. He says the paper has become a cheerleader for the left after President Trump was voted into office. New York Post columnist and Fox News contributor Michael Goodwin joins me now to explain what happened.
Well, this latest fight there is over a headline that the Times wrote after President Trump's speech on mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. The original headline was something fairly benign. Trump urges unity versus
racism.
We'll
show you that now. This is the original headline that first appeared. Trump urges unity versus racism. But then, there we go.
Yeah.
Then it changed.
Well, that's the first edition. And immediately, members of the left began to erupt. Oddly, many of them journalists, denouncing the New York Times for not calling Trump a racist, denouncing the paper for being too nice to Donald Trump. The editors promptly complied and rewrote the headline to criticize Trump for not mentioning gun control in that speech. And it to me was emblematic of what has happened there. The Times has created a monster in that it has to give its readers a daily dose of hate Trump every day. And if you don't, if you drop the ball on one headline, they will come after you because this is now what they expect of the New York Times. They buy the New York Times because they believe the paper hates Trump as much as they do. And when the Times doesn't do what is expected, they go crazy. They're like children at a birthday party. They didn't get the last piece of cake. I mean, the Times has now stopped covering news. I mean, that has been happening gradually, but under Trump, it has happened suddenly. And they are now required to hate him on every headline, every story, every page, or their audience will erupt.
And that really is true. Really, it's true. I mean, you've had some former national correspondents have said basically the same thing, that they were reading the New York Times and they said, New York Times is not going to stop until they damage Donald Trump. And I really believe that. New York Times, as Roger Stone would say, is all the news is fit to print with a liberal tint. That was what we would say when we were in Washington, D.C. But it was a fairly good newspaper. I mean, they were known for getting things that other people couldn't get. Not accuracy wasn't 100%, but at least they were much more into the realm than they are now.
Yeah, one of my favorite lines, Christopher Hitchens, he wrote a book called Letters to a Young Contrarian, and he said one of the things he would do as a morning routine before writing and reading the news is he would pick up the New York Times and read that subheading or whatever you want to call it, all the news that's fit to print, and if it annoyed him, like it did every morning, he knew he still had his edge. Like, if he, you know, one day became apathetic about it, it's like, no. It's such an obnoxious thing to say, in my opinion. Well, it's now second to the Washington Post subheader.
Right.
Democracy dies in darkness. I'm like, oh, give me a break.
Well, we had a thing at the White House called Friday Follies, and what they would do is you would take all the clippings from cartoons that had been in that week, and we put it in for Friday's Folly. and it's distributed around the White House. The press office had put it together. But the other thing they would do is headlines from Washington Post and New York Times, and be a headline, and then you kind of, they wouldn't tell you, wouldn't show you the article for another three pages. So you read the headline, and then you read the article to see if the article matched up to the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And normally it'd only go about two paragraphs deep, and then it'd be off on something different.
Well, and we do have to give make clear that often it is the editor who does the headline. So some of the writers or authors of these different articles, whether they're biased or not, the editor writes the headlines.
Because he's trying to come up with a hook.
Right, and I've battled actually with a few editors. No, I'm terrible with titles, so usually I'll do what you want. But occasionally, it's like, wait. I had a problem whenever they'd make a headline that clearly contradicted what I said. I'm like, that I didn't say that in the article
right.
I wrote. And I know
That's what you're trying to say, not what I said.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want it to be clickbait nonsense.
And I see that when I do clips and the way the clips are headed and what the story is are two completely different things. Like the shrieking heard from Epstein's cell, that was the title of the piece. It was one little 4-second deal within a 3-minute, 2.5-minute clip. Let's continue on with Michael Goodwin, second half.
New York Times has tremendous resources, and I will confess, I certainly look at it every day because of that, and I've known many good journalists that have worked at the New York Times, but you said, before we went on the air, there was a meeting about this very situation happening just yesterday.
Yes, because there's been so much coverage of it and so much criticism of it, the Times had a staff meeting yesterday, which the publisher was there and the executive editor, Dean Baquet, and it looks to me from accounts of the meeting that the editor who wrote the initial headline is being shamed, that he feels terrible. I mean, it's almost as though he's got to go back to re-education camp to realize every headline you write must hate Donald Trump.
Well, they write above the fold, all the news that's fit to print, you say it's changing. It's not so much news anymore.
It's all the news that fits their agenda is what they print. That's what's happened now. The paper is on a mission, as it says, and its mission is to transform America and to elect liberal Democrats to every position up and down the ballot. And this is who they've become. And you mentioned journalists who work there. I'm one of those. I grew up at the New York Times. I got my transformative training at the New York Times, but it was a different paper then. I've heard from colleagues of that era. This is a different paper. This is no longer the same New York Times that we were raised on. It has changed. Mm-hmm. It is no longer a news organization. It's an agenda-driven organization out to change the country, not to report the news, but to change the country to suit its vision of what America should be.
And the sad part about it is that the New York Times is talking to a whole bunch of people. There are a whole bunch of people that are in red states, but here's where the problem is. Same thing in the Washington Post, is then you get some reporter who picks up a story in New York Times, and they repeat it.
Yes.
And they repeat the story and not the facts of the story, and they don't do their own work. They talk about a story that was published. And that is the really bad part about the New York Times and Washington Post, that people are picking those up and they're repeating them. One of the absolute world's worst is the L.A. Times. Now, Chicago Tribune still can stand on its own, but New York Times, it's notorious for them to write a story that I believe was inaccurate, and then somebody take that story and just repeat it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. I'm sure David's got a comment on New York Times.
Oh, I gave up my subscription to the Times about 6 months into Trump's presidency because I just couldn't take it anymore.
Well, I do the online thing, and it really is amazing when you watch those headlines and then you do the click on the article, how different the headline is to the depth of the article.
Yeah,
you can go
two
paragraphs easily, stay in tune, but you get halfway down in there, all of a sudden they start contradicting themselves.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that you, and with the online edition, of course, it brings up the main page. And I would sit there every morning and count how many negative headlines there were to stories. And it probably averaged between 10 and 12 every single day.
Yeah.
Between the stories and the opinion pieces, which really, you know, what it's become is nothing but a propaganda machine for the Democrat Party and for the far left. and then opinionated, you know, nothing but opinions. I mean, it's not really news. It's propaganda and it's opinion.
Yeah, that's where I came up with the concept of what has Trump done wrong today. Because every time I would look at New York Times, it would be, this is what Donald Trump has done wrong today.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually called them to cancel my subscription, you know, and the course say, well, why are you canceling? I said, because
you're a piece of crap.
Yeah, I said, you guys are just, and went so far downhill. I said, you can't even speak the truth anymore. I said, you're so bent, you know, and trying to destroy Trump. I just can't read it anymore. I said, it's just garbage. And, you know, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, sir. And I said, I am too. So, but, you know,
think of all that money you're saving, David.
Say what?
Think of all that money you were saving.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Like, what was it? $15 a month or something like that. I'm saving now.
There you go.
So that's three Starbucks. Wait a minute. I don't drink Starbucks. So. Anyway, but it is unfortunate. It's the death of real journalism in America, and it's unfortunate that.
Well, here's a question for you: where is real journalism happening in America now?
I tell you, the one outlet that I thoroughly enjoy is One America News.
Okay.
That's the one outfit I think that just tells the story and doesn't really give their opinion. They just give you the facts and that's it.
I'd say in terms of politics, C-SPAN, it's pretty boring, but
yeah.
Pretty straightforward. They show you what's happening in a given boring event. And I will say this, on New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, Chicago Tribune, any of these, if it's not politics, they still do a pretty darn good job. It's politics is sort of, you know, atrophied people's minds.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, they basically strangled themselves, you know, on their own baloney. So, you know, but if you notice, anytime One American News correspondent at the White House asks Trump a question, Trump usually acknowledges them as being a good news outlet. You know, whenever they do ask him a question.
And it's called One American News?
One American News, OAN, yep. So look them up. It's very short, very concise, good story.
I've seen them before. I've seen articles people have sent me on them before, but I will pay greater attention.
They had their own news network on I had them on, I think it was DirecTV Now. But when I moved, I changed to a different streaming service, and they don't have it on there. But their news to watch was actually very good as well.
Yeah, because I remember what they would do is they'd have the people who had written the story that would talk about the story.
Right.
And I picked up a couple of those things. They just weren't, the delivery wasn't good enough to use on the show, the ones we saw.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you guys.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. News Talk 93.1. Bud, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Where in the United States is Bud today? Let's go to Bud. Bud, where are you today, my friend?
I am actually I'm finished work for the day, but I am heading to Greensboro, North Carolina tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yes, indeed. I'm so looking forward to watch the leaves turn. It's beautiful country already.
It is. You think you're a little early for that, but...
I'm sorry?
I think you're a little early for that.
I am, definitely. And was up through the Shenandoah Valley last week also.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful. Let me say, preface by what I'm going to say by this. I am not trying to downplay gun violence of any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
One death by a gun is one death too many. But we need to keep in perspective, you know, the liberals are trying to spin it, terrible assault rifles and everything. I thought I might have sent you this information a couple of days ago when I first found it. If not, I can send it to you. You can examine it. But Breitbart released the FBI's most recent crime statistics. And under the category blunt objects, hammers, clubs, et cetera, 467 people were killed. For the same time, and by the way, this is the most recent FBI information, with all rifles, single shot, pumps, bolt actions, semi-automatics, and also the assault rifles, 403 were killed. And so you had more people killed by hammers and clubs than were killed by rifles of all types combined. So when you start looking at what is actually, quote-unquote, an assault rifle, that is a even smaller percentage of what's being killed by rifles combined. And we've got to, again, keep our eyes on what the liberals are trying to do. They try to take every kind of tragic instance. And all these mass murders, definitely tragic instances. And they try to beat that into the people, and the media tries to convince us that we've got to get rid of every gun out there.
Yeah, it's guns that are doing it, not people.
It's not. I'm sorry?
It's guns that are doing it, not people. That's exactly what the media says.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, are we going to start red flagging hammers at Home Depot?
I mean, yeah, they want knives, red flag, like in Australia.
You know, but since you have more people being killed with hammers than rifles, nobody talks about that.
Well, the other thing I hate that they do is they throw gun deaths in there, and they throw suicides, which are the largest amount of gun deaths.
Completely, completely different issue there. Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this, as far as suicide, and talking about the gentleman earlier with the PTSD. You know, I'm actually this week renewing my pistol permit, and you have to go through this questionnaire, everything. There's so many disqualifying issues there. But it seems to me, Pete, if you have an official diagnosis, PTSD, by a psychiatrist, you would think that would be one of the very first actions is to go and remove the guns from people that have been officially diagnosed with that. I mean, what do you think?
You know, this is kind of a sketchy area that, you know, someone says, well, Dan's got, you know, this problem that's here. We need to go take his guns away. First of all, is there a due process that happens with that? I think there has to be a due process. And I don't like a bunch of government people making decisions about what citizens are doing and cannot do. That is very dangerous to me.
I know that one of the things on getting your concealed permit, which I carry, have you ever been placed into psychiatric care? I mean, and that's an automatic, just like a domestic abuse situation. You will never get a pistol permit if you have either of those, same as declaring treason against your country, renouncing your citizenship, etc. So I'm just wondering if that will be the next step that the Democrats will try and take. Well, see, if the national news ever wanted to get with this, what happened there last week. Actually, you know what? It did make it on FoxNews.com, the shooting there at Blunt.
Oh, it did?
Yes, it did. It sure did on the website.
Okay.
I did not see it on the news or anything like that. But you would think that would be another angle that the gun control advocates would take. Look, maybe we need to look at all those that have been diagnosed PTSD. And for the sake of the community, remove this, because I promise you, if they really wanted to take this, run it. How many of these children, and we heard the gentleman whose 8-year-old daughter was right behind the shooter right there as he was talking earlier. I mean, there's just so many different angles that the gun control advocates, they can take in an effort to take away our basic freedoms.
So that's what worries me.
I agree. And I just hope Trump is not seriously, you know, I don't have a problem if I go to a gun show, if I wanted to buy a rifle or a pistol, whatever, that's fine. I run the background check at the gun show. To me, it's no different than me going to a pawn shop or going to Bass Pro Shop or anything else like that. What's the difference? I mean, I'm going to pass the background check regardless of where it's done. And so, you were talking, I think, earlier last week about so much of the exemption, or maybe it was Barron. The reason they had the exemption for gun shows is so that way if grandfather wanted to give his grandson, you know, a .22 rifle or something like that from his collection, he wouldn't have to run the background check, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, don't we have the Bassmaster or Buckmasters coming up in the next week or so?
We do.
They're at the Buck. Yeah, and there'll be hundreds, if not thousands, of people over that weekend that will go there if they bought a weapon. Again, I don't personally.
Well, let me make sure we don't have any confusion on the gun show. If you are a gun dealer and you're at a gun show, you still have to run a background check based on your license.
If
you have a dealer's license, you must run a background check. If you are just a collector and you show up at and you pay your $150 for a table and you've got your collection out there and you're selling pieces of your collection, you're not considered an arms dealer. If I sell my son a gun or I give him a gun, that right now is not covered by any type of background check.
I agree.
And so there are only two pieces of that that are covered. Is that if you are not a dealer and you're just a collector, you're not covered. And if you're selling something or giving something to a family member, you are not. You don't do a background check.
Then why do they keep? I'm sure you know what you're talking about. I guess, and again, that just shows the media's trying to slant.
Exactly. They're trying to make it sound, oh, man, there are all these guns that are going through gun shows that nobody gets a background check. That just is not true.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for educating me on that. Well, then, liberals can stick it. You have a blessed day,
that
sir.
Sounds like a bumper sticker to me.
Let's patent it and sell it.
There you go.
25%. You can get the other 75%.
I'm in.
You have a good day, sir.
Thanks. Let's see where we are. We have to go to a break. James, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Zach with Bry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Tariffs on certain Chinese imports are being delayed, a move White House officials say will soften the impact on American consumers during the holiday season.
The Trump administration will delay some tariffs against China on cell phones, laptop computers, toys, and some other items until December 15th. In addition, the U.S. Trade Representative's office said that some products will be removed from the tariff list entirely based on health, safety, national security, and other factors.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Protests intensifying in Hong Kong. Police clashing with demonstrators at Hong Kong's airport, which was forced to close for a second day, stranding thousands of travelers. Those protests began over 2 months ago amid concerns residents of the former British colony were losing freedoms and autonomy to mainland China. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is extremely hot, but we have some relief on the way soon. Hang on. Hopefully, some lucky towns will get an isolated shower or thunder shower over the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature of 79. Tomorrow, still a hot and humid day with a high temperature around 93 or 94, but scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a frontal system moves through the state of Alabama. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Then on Thursday, as that frontal system makes its way closer to the coast, I think the best chance of showers will shift to South Alabama. Later on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humidity and noticeably not as hot. The high temperature is still around 90 or 91 and lows at night 70 to 72, but this is a big improvement from where we've been. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I wonder if we're going to be able to make it to this green card story. Maybe I should have led with that. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I was asking my son last night. He's got one of those intelligent phones, and I want to try.
Wait. Intelligent phones or smartphones?
It must be very smart because it gives him the answers, you know. Like I asked him, George Soros, I really would like to outlive him and, you know, see a great thing happen to America. And he said, asked him it last night, and I think he said it was his 89th birthday yesterday. And so, if something should happen to him, I found out that he's got a whole litter of kids that have his same viewpoint. Like they want to get rid of Electoral College, and they've got all the money to pursue those goals. But I guess that we really can't count on that very much, because he's already got his, I guess you'd say, legacy set, because he's got that end covered. I didn't know he had that covered with a lot of kids to carry on. So, but he is set to carry on, and so the Democrats are going to make it very, very hard for us. I mean, if we can't even get the MCA done, you know, the trade deal, we're really in bad shape. That's very favorable to our country, and the Democrats won't even allow that.
I know. That is just amazing to me that they're not doing anything in the House to get that thing passed, because it means jobs. It actually means jobs.
Yes. I sweated that out right in the fall of last year when they were coming up, you know, October or so, September, when they were putting the final touches on it, and they said, well, we're going to wait to after, to push it after the, the election. And I thought, oh, goodness, the Democrats will take control and they're going to stop it. And I couldn't understand why they didn't go ahead and get the details worked out and push it while the Republicans had the numbers to do it. But I don't know if they were afraid to do it or what, but they just didn't push it and let it fall to giving the Democrats the power over it. But, you know, it is, I agree with you, it's very disgusting because this country could be getting billions from, you know, receipts from it and all. But that type of thing is very discouraging, and with all the obstacles of Soros and it's going to be kind of rough. And I appreciate you bringing us every day the facts that help us, give us hope. But you know, from the daily reports that you give and covering us, and we see rays of hope and reason to keep going. And I don't know what kind of coffee you drink in a day, but I'm impressed every day that you can come up with all these things and have the energy to do it, because I definitely don't have the energy.
For no man, not too bad, huh?
You do very, very well. And every day I'm amazed, because I can't even push one foot forward ahead of the other, and yet you're coming up with all these things, spicing them up and getting the details and the background, and it's really, really great for us. And I've been too talkative, and thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Let's go to the phones and go to Eric. Eric, welcome on board the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Eric.
I got a question. Okay, you've got these so-called representatives that are pushing gun control, and every time this happens, gun sales, all this, they go through the roof. What's the difference between these people that are pushing gun control, who own probably hundreds of thousands of dollars in stock in these companies, and insider trading? What's the difference?
Well, first of all, we don't know that they own hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stock in these companies. And so I'm not sure if they're doing it for money reasons. I think they're doing it for power reasons.
Yeah, it just seems too convenient. I mean, every time, it never fails. Every time they start pushing gun control, these sales are going to go through the roof.
Yeah, I went to a gun store and it said Salesman of the Year, and a picture of Barack Obama behind the gun.
Yep. That's it, guys. Hey, good show, man. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you a lot. Let's go to Scott. Scott, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Fairly well. How are you? A little bit hot.
I'm doing good.
Good. I got to say something about this assault rifle deal.
Please.
I don't know who put assault in front of the rifle, but a rifle is a rifle is a rifle. It becomes an assault rifle when you take it out and you go to shooting people. That's assault with a rifle. you know, the AR platform, the Armalite rifle company, right? It's easy to see, you know, oh, yeah, that's an assault rifle. It's an AR, an assault rifle. I mean, you could have, like the guy earlier said, you know, about hammers and blunt objects, you got an assault hammer or an assault screwdriver. It's a tool, Dan, and it can do no more than the guy operating it allows it to do. So I just don't understand the, you know, the assault rifles. I've got an AR-10. You never hear about AR-10s, a more powerful weapon than the AR-15s that most of these people, I guess, are using to commit whatever heinous crimes that they're committing. But my gun's up under a bed. It gets shot, you know, once or twice a year. It's not going to kill anybody unless they come trying to do me or my family harm. So who put the assault in the assault rifle? Where does that come
from? That's a great question. Let me tell you something. I saw in Washington, D.C., is if you want to get something out there, you want to give it a label. So
right. That's
what they did. They labeled any weapon that you're using to harm someone else as semi-automatic that is holding more than, say, 5-6 rounds as an assault weapon.
Well, you know, when I was a kid of 10 years old, my father gave me a Marlin 22 caliber rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Old 18 shots.
Yep.
I did a lot of damage to the squirrel population.
There you go, me too.
Never shot a single person in my life. So, you know, I mean, and good Lord, 22 is probably the most notorious killing weapon in the mafia back in the day, you know. Small, discreet, you know, back of the head, whatever. Like I said, I just, it's all politically motivated for sure, but I don't know that you can push gun control on the American people with as many of us as there is that have guns. I mean, how do you propose to take that many guns away from that many people?
Yeah, that's what the problem. That's where the problem is. Is that, and then what you do is you get into gun confiscation, and that's what Beto O'Rourke and some of those people are for. And that is the problem with it. You could go in and outlaw guns right now, but you still have millions of guns that are out there. And
sure.
And what they'll find, as soon as you stop selling the AR-15 or the AK-47, it's definitely going to stop. It's just because somebody's going to get a weapon like the guy in Australia. He used a butcher knife.
Right. That's my point exactly. I mean, anything you can, good Lord, you could go through your house and find, you know, 100 different items to kill somebody with.
Mm-hmm.
That you would never think, you know, well, that's a weapon right there. Well, it is when you kill somebody with it, be it a candlestick or, you know, God knows what. I don't see how. It's people, Dan. It's people. Society has changed something terrible since I was a child, and I'm not sure exactly what all of the reasons for it are, whether it's, you know, single parent families, this, that, and other, but ultimately it comes down to a personal choice that you make as an individual to whether you're going to act right or you're going to do harm. And to put it off on everybody else is just wrong. And I pray for the people that have been harmed. I hate to see anybody get harmed, but to take my liberties from me because of Joe Johnson down the street that decided he had to go kill somebody is just wrong. And I feel like, you know, the people that don't take their lives after they do these mass shootings, they should be made examples of. They should be public executions to let the people know, hey, this is not going to fly in the United States of America. This is not who we are. This is not how we do things. And if that's your choice, then, you know, you've made a bad choice in life. So, anyway, that's my soapbox.
No, let me tell you, you said that well, and that's exactly, when you really get down to this discussion, that's exactly what it gets down to, is that what you're trying to do is you're trying to change the behavior of a handful of people by comparison to everybody that has a weapon. and you're trying to change everybody else so you can go deal with those handful of people. What the problem is, the social ills of this nation have, to me, have made it where you have this handful of people that just kind of run amok, and people have not paid attention to look out for their fellow man. If they would, that's what's missing here.
Right. Well, I mean, I've said it all my life, and life is nothing more than a series of either good or bad decisions, and you'll find out which one it is when the circumstances of your, you know, of your decision come to visit you. You know what I mean? If you make a bad decision, that's going to tell you, hey, that wasn't a good decision. Maybe you need to step back and think a little harder before you make these decisions. You know, anyway, I digress. Enjoy the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the telephone call. Appreciate the conversation, Scott. NewsHour 93.1, let's go to an early break so we can see if we can clear up some of this green card issues here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Red Top did. Let's go to the painter himself, the one and only Red Top.
Thank you, man. I'll tell you, brutality is what a good description for today's weather, isn't it?
Oh, man, I tell you, the difference between me taking the garbage out at 6 o'clock this morning and me walking out of the house at 11:30, it was unbelievable.
Yes, and last night it was scalding hot all damn night long.
Yeah, I got out of my car from my doctor's appointment, and my glasses fogged up from the, it was so humid outside.
I'm sure, man. I'm sure. And it reminds me when I was at Catholic High, I played football, because if you were a boy at Catholic High, you pretty much were drafted into all sports at that time, because school was so small. And this time of year, at 3 o'clock, we would be going out there on that field, on that center track, in full pads, doing laps.
Yep.
And it was damn punishment, guys. Ain't no wonder I ended up going to JD in my junior year in air conditioning. That cured me of Catholic school that last year. And may I say, again, Dan, the best coffee cups in the world. I hadn't broken either one of them yet.
Well, if you break it, just let me know.
I think you solved the problem. You have a new career if you want to. After broadcast, you could make coffee cups.
Bulletproof coffee cups.
What do you think? I brought this up to Baron this morning, but I think this is the biggest news story in the world, is the airport in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
What do you think the Chinese are going to do?
Did you play that clip from yesterday?
I don't know. I don't believe I did.
I think they're kind of stuck here. They're
very stuck.
You know, part of their economic engine is Hong Kong. And if they screw around Hong Kong where they are on a fiscal issue, they could have some real problems here.
Yeah.
Let's listen to this story. Okay. This is about the paralysis in the airport.
Turning overseas, Hong Kong's airport canceled all remaining flights for the day after thousands of pro-democracy protesters crowded in to the main terminal. There's been turmoil there for a while, but an escalation in violence over the weekend led to bloodshed and mass arrests. Nearly 50 people were treated for injuries yesterday after police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds. Deborah Pata is at the Hong Kong airport. Deborah, good morning. What led to this violence?
All flights in and out of Hong Kong have been cancelled. Protesters have been camping out here at the airport for 4 days, greeting arriving passengers. The concern is rising that police plan to move in and take action against them. This comes after a weekend of flash mobs which exploded across the city and were met with even more aggressive action by the police.
Using hit-and-run tactics, protesters emerged from subway stations, set up barricades, blocked roads, then quickly retreated to different locations. Those on the front line are mostly young students, like 18-year-old Vincent Chong. Instead of spending his summer playing basketball, he's been choking back tear gas and seen the inside of a police cell after being arrested. But he was back on the streets again last night.
I don't think I'm doing the wrong thing. Even the police arrest me, I think I'm doing the right thing then.
You know, when you close down the Hong Kong airport for 4 days, imagine the revenues that are lost from that, because
the economic impact is stunning. I can't believe the Chinese are letting these guys do this. And I would say these protesters should be the, quote, man of the year. These guys are messing with the nastiest bunch of totalitarian people in the world.
Yeah, but they've been trying to be kindler, gentler totalitarians to the world.
I tell you what happened after in Beijing. Mm-hmm. The Chinese could easily pull that any minute, because they are now starting to call it terrorism.
Yeah.
And I tell you, these people, as far as fighting for their freedom, they need to be admired. Nobody's talking about them much, but these are some brave damn students. Don't you think, to go up against Qi and the Chinese government?
Yeah, and let me tell you, the fact that they're handling it the way it is tells you how concerned they are about their economic situation, because you remember after Tiananmen, now Tiananmen was more optics, but the nation kind of turned against them. But if they were to do this and they were to take that economic engine of Hong Kong out of play or damage it in any way, it could have an incredible effect on China.
Wow. Well, it's going to be very interesting to watch. We're not getting much news about it, but maybe people will get off the Epstein thing and we'll start talking about real situations of the world. Get in on Sweet Creek 12-13.
You got it, my friend. 12-13, you are in. When do we do that drawing?
Friday.
Bingo. What time on Friday?
Oh, right before you close the store. And well, I get to have anything I want in it. And we know damn well what that is. Smoked Gouda and red bell pepper.
Y'all, if Red Top wins, rush down to Sweet Creek and get the Gouda before it's all gone.
Yes, because I'm going to wipe them out.
$60 worth of Gouda is a lot of Gouda.
That's a lot of cheese. It sure is, man.
Hey, guys, y'all try to stay cool and hydrated, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Thank you. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thank you. I got to play at least the first part of the story here.
On the green guards? Yeah, we don't have much time.
Are we going to be able to fit it in? Or should we save it till tomorrow?
Let me check this.
Let's save it till tomorrow.
Yeah, save it. It's not going to fit. Interesting. I mean, there are... I've heard just kind of in passing people around Montgomery who got, you know, full, like, green card immigration status, so it's still processing. I don't want to give too many details away because I don't actually really know the person that well. But you just overhear things. You're like, oh, congratulations, especially people that have gone through the legal process and it takes time. And given the current administration, I've heard from folks who are, you know, got married to, say, a Canadian, and they're just worried with how messed up the legal system is.
Oh, let me tell you, I have an old Navy's son married somebody from a foreign country.
Right.
It took thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get her here.
Right. And so I look at a lot of our illegal immigration problem is partly the southern border. Yes, obviously. And Trump has definitely drawn attention to that and where you cannot deny that issue. But it's also how crap, using that word intentionally, crap our legal immigration system is. It's purposely set up to be.
Well, and we're going to get to this tomorrow because this, the way the Democrats are portraying just terrible. But all Trump is saying in a nutshell is, if you're going to come to this country and you're going to stay in this country, you want to become a citizen, you need to be able to support yourself. It's just that simple. It's not any more complicated than that. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Sure.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. The mayor will be in tomorrow. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The White House today delaying implementation of new tariffs on some Chinese imports, a move the administration says will lessen the impact of the ongoing trade war on holiday shoppers.
As a result, cell phones, laptop computers, video game consoles, computer monitors, and certain items of footwear and clothing will be exempted from additional tariffs of